Thank you for calling Paradise Tomato Kitchens. Please be aware that extension numbers have been changed to 4 digits as of September 14th, 2012. If you know your party's extension, please enter it now. For a directory of extensions by last name, dial 9. For employment inquiries or questions, press 1. For shipping and receiving appointments and for directions, press 2. For customer service, press 3. For purchasing, press 4. And for all other calls, please press 0 or remain on the line. Thank you.
Yeah, my name's Pete from Bank of Target.
Yeah, my name is...
You going to be in later today?
Somebody else might have heard this. My name is Bank of Target.
All right, no problem. Maybe you can help me out.
Yeah, definitely.
If I handle the finances,
Paradise Tomato Kitchen, how may I direct your call?
Yeah, I'm trying to touch base with Ron.
Hold on just a moment. I think he might actually be in a meeting. I can transfer you over to his voicemail.
Yeah, I guess that'll work. Actually, I'm sure he's got someone that can help me out. I was trying to touch base with him in regards to some of the work the company did with PNC. Does he have maybe like a office manager or controller that helps manage the finances?
Yeah, hold on just a second. I'll transfer you over to her, okay?
Thanks.
Hi, is Lou there?
Paradise Tomato Kitchen, may I help you?
Yeah, hi, good morning. My name's Matthew with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. I was actually just trying to reach out to you guys. I noticed you worked with PNC equipment before, and I'd sent you guys a finance offer probably 2 weeks ago based on that borrowing history. Anyways, the business got pre-approved for some equipment and working capital. Looks like $250K. Just was circling back around. See if you guys had anything in the pipeline where you might need some financing.
Actually, not at the moment. And unless something changes or with the owner of the company position, he pretty much sticks with the bank he's been with for the past 20 some odd years. So, might be some opportunity, but it's very slim to narrow.
Right. No, I hear you. Yeah, we don't want to step on any toes on any relationship he has with that bank. We just want to be like a second source if anything were to happen where he couldn't get what he needed. You could always look elsewhere and find what he needs.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, of course.
In the meantime, I hope you have a very successful summer.
as well. Is there an email maybe I could just shoot over just to keep our name in the hat case?
Well, it depends on what you mean by emailing. I get an awful lot of emails, and
yeah,
I hate being. I'll be honest with you. A lot of them, if it's not something I've solicited personally, like please email me this information on such and such. It tends to go to a trash basket. So you're really actually better off trying to call me and leaving me a voicemail than you are sending me an email anymore. I mean, emails become like junk mail at home.
Oh, yeah. So true.
It is. It's really true.
well, that's
you're
okay.
You're welcome to call every once in a while and leave me a voicemail and just say, hey, I'm checking in. But if you email me, I'm going to be honest. It's probably getting in the trash basket.
Yeah,
I'm just going to be honest.
Thank you.
Part, right?
Yeah. Business going well for you guys, though?
You know, I can't complain.
That's good. It's good to hear. Yeah, so it's bit summertime. We usually get busier for you guys, or is it kind of stable?
Well, you know what? We're pretty busy all the time. But,
oh wow, nice.
And speaking of that, I have a meeting at 11 o'clock. I'm trying to get ready for.
Yeah,
no
problem.
Not to push you off, but appreciate the call.
Get
but
back
really
to business.
Pipeline at the moment.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.